As Bruce mentioned earlier, last week we had our covenant service. And from this moment onwards, we're going to be looking at fellowship. Fellowship is the theme that we're going to be using for our Lent studies. In particular, the fellowship of the disciples as they went, learnt with Jesus to the cross and beyond. For today, I'll use an illustration. I have here a bag of American chocolates. Would anybody like these chocolates? If I said I'll give you these chocolates for free, would anybody lift their hands up? Just a check? Yep. Okay. So here we have Snickers, Kit Kats. We know about those. But also we have Hershey's. We have Musketeers. We have a few chocolates that people have never heard of. So if I said I'll give these chocolates to you for free, and all I ask is for £1,000, what would you say? Would you want these chocolates? No takers? Okay, so what if I said I'll give you these free chocolates? Yeah, these American chocolates, mind you. And all I ask is for your house. Would any of you take it? No? Okay. What if I gave you these chocolates for free, and all I ask is for you to share them with the people around you? And if they ask you, then say that I gave them to you. Would any of you take it then? Oh, you're going to have to wait until sharing time. In our reading, we have a similar command given to the disciples. Reading from John chapter 3, verses 31 to 35. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." This is a well-known passage. We hear it at least once a year. That the world will know the disciples. How? Because of their love for one another. A mark of fellowship. Jesus did not say that the world will recognize his disciples because of their niceness, politeness, or civility. He said a mark of his disciples is that they have love one for another. Yet I wonder how often our decisions are made because of our love for one another. More often than not, we make decisions based on our emotions as a reaction rather than a loving reflection. If you see two children playing together, what would happen if one child snatches the other child's toy? World War III. And what happens when we feel like somebody has wronged us? Maybe they have manipulated us. Maybe we think in our minds that they have tried to scam us with chocolates. I'm sure for many of us, love is far from our minds, if not completely absent. I had a situation, I can look back and laugh about now, But back then it was quite serious. One time I was driving into my town, and as I got closer to the town centre, a huge car came right behind me, flashing its lights, trying to get me to move faster. I'm sure none of you have experienced this. And I decided, okay, remain calm. I'm driving the speed limit, keep going as I am. So I merrily went on my way. As I got closer to the town, I saw my church. And as I drove past the church, I could see in my mirror that the car turned into my church. And in my wing mirror, I saw that it was one of my elders. She didn't recognize me, but I recognized her. At that moment, I wondered, where was the love when she was driving so close behind me? And where was the fellowship that Jesus spoke about in this passage? Jesus also told us similarly to love our neighbors as ourselves. But what if our neighbor is making it hard for us to do it? We love anyway. We love regardless. Why? Well, I guess what I'm talking about is grace. Grace. Giving to others what they don't giving to others what they don't necessarily deserve. Grace. Again, you may ask, why should I show grace to somebody else that I don't even know? A stranger. Because God has shown us grace. When we were still strangers, God called us children. He brought us all in as sisters and brothers, charged with a calling to love one another. To love one another. And we cannot love in our own strength. It begins with having fellowship with God first, that we are able to have fellowship with other people. We're going to sing Amazing Grace. And as we sing, you may have somebody in mind that you need to have grace with. Maybe there is somebody who has shown grace to you, and you are very grateful to them. But as you hear these lyrics, as you read the lyrics, think of them anew, of what God has done for us and how we can show love and grace to the people around us too.